A booth on Prague's Jungmann Square is making people stop and stare. Individuals walk inside, close the door and yell at the top of their lungs to come out smiling moments later as someone else takes their place. What you hear there is not a frustrated employee letting off steam after a bad day at work. It's a voice raised in support of fair trade and making companies observe human rights and give people decent work conditions in countries where it is easy to abuse them. The Czech NGO Nazemi has launched a campaign to raise awareness of how many people in the developing world work in shocking conditions for large multinational companies and to try to put a stop to the practice. Anna Lazarova from Nazemi is one of the organizers.
It's a campaign that is called We Have a Voice, and it's supposed to demonstrate for the multinational corporations that consumers have a voice and they want them to produce in fair conditions and to be responsible for the products and for the supply chain. Basically what we do, we collect voices of consumers that can go to the box and scream, and we take their photo and also their voice, and then we add it to the website when there's the whole photo petition, and we will represent it to companies on the Day for Human Rights on 10th of December.
Do you think that Czech people care about this? Do you think that people and consumers in this country, do they just look at the price or do they really care how a product was made?
Well, basically that's the whole argument that companies tell us, that the consumers don't care. But, well, in reality, when we meet people and they want to discuss, they are eager to, for their products to be produced in fair conditions, and they want to support such campaigns.
What kind of people come here? You've been here for a day and a half almost. What kind of people come to make their voice heard?
Well, basically what is surprising, of course there are young people that want to present their voice, but also there are older people that do care and they still have the previous periods of Czech Republic in mind, and they still have the memory of us being the factory and the factory land. So they also want to show their solidarity for people in developing countries.
How many voices have you got so far?
So far it's around 1,400 people.
You have conducted a study, have you not, regarding how certain products are made. Can you tell me what the outcome of that study was?
Yes, there were several studies. The latest one was from the outdoor clothes sector, and it was a study from Vietnam and China. We interviewed workers in these factories that produce for really well-known brands that you can buy in every store that sells sports goods. And the outcome was really, I would say, disturbing because in Vietnam, workers work up to 16 hours a day, 6 days a week, for less than 4 Czech crowns an hour, so it's very little. And also there are problems like sexual abuse and discrimination, withholding of pay, and other problems that are also very serious. And so we are taking these facts and we want to address companies with it, but they just say that consumers don't care, and that's why we do this kind of actions.
Can you tell me what are some of the most shocking examples of abuse that you have come across? And you know, have you seen them in person somewhere, or is it just data collected?
Well, the most shocking is probably child work and abuse of child work. For example, we stumbled upon workers that are 11 years old in India. And they are also employed in a scheme that is called Sumangali scheme, and this scheme promises them a benefit after 3 years contract, but in fact, in reality, it's just their withhold payment. So they just take some part of their pay and their wage, and they just give it to them after 3 years, so that's like a huge cheat, probably. And there are also other shocking things, like there are really severe injuries in the process, because it's always work with machinery, with scissors, they are sharp, there are lots of people in one place. Usually, for example, in Bangladesh, when there are lots of people in one room without climatization, and it's very humid and warm, and they are working overtime, so they are very tired, so they have a lot of injuries. And there are also very common is also sexual abuse, even raping. For example, now we have a case in Jordan that involves raping. And it's more like systematic abuse of women in textile production because women are more vulnerable and they are prevalent workers force. Other serious things are, for example, fires in factories. For example, in last 6 years, only in Bangladesh, in factories, there were 500 people dead in factories fires. And that's just due to unsafe work environment.
How many of these goods actually end up in Czech stores here in the Czech Republic or Europe? Do you know?
We don't have how much. We just know for which brands they produce. And therefore, we know that these brands are sold all over Czech Republic.
The thing is, can you find out?
It's hard because sometimes you have these little writings on clothes or on toys that says about the country of production. But, for example, for clothes, it's not legally enforceable, so they don't have to have this writing where it was outsourced from, where does it come from. So it's very hard to find out. So what we do is that we try to really go for the brand, because also they are a multinational brand, so they produce in several countries. So we work in coalitions with other organizations in all over the Europe, and together we have more contacts also in developing countries, so we can address more workers to find out if this brand produces in this factory or in which country even. So that's how we work.
So this is an international campaign. Are there people shouting all over Europe, for instance, or the world, or?
No. What I meant is that we as an organization work in several coalitions. For example, we work strongly with Clean Clothes campaign that is also in Germany and Netherlands, Austria, Switzerland, and all over the Europe, all with other coalitions. Usually they are sectoral. For example, Clean Clothes campaign is for the clothes, but there are also campaigns for fair banana productions or for fair toys production. But this particular campaign is not part of the coalition in Europe, so we are screening just in Czech Republic.
Well, will our voice be strong enough to be heard if it's just the Czech Republic, if it's not on a broader scale?
Well, we believe it will, because we believe that companies cannot ignore any of their consumers and their customers. Not to say that they cannot ignore thousands of such consumers.
And do you know about campaigns in other countries of Europe where basically they do the same thing and put pressure on these big companies as well?
Of course, you can find such organizations and campaigns almost in every country in Western Europe. We are working with organizations from Germany, Netherlands, Belgium, UK, France, Spain, Portugal, Switzerland, Austria, but also Slovakia, Poland, and Hungary. So I think it's a very good cooperation, and there are many organizations working on these issues.